I know it's a tough time of year when it comes to finances. There are Christmas presents to buy, there are Christmas lunches to prepare, and let's face it, bills haven't exactly been going down this year. But I thought we'd get a bit more information about a campaign that's being launched, just in case people want to make a donation of some sort this Christmas. Basically, Australians who want to help another family doing it tough can purchase a hamper that will be delivered in time for Christmas lunch. On the line to tell us all about it is the Chief Executive of Food Bank Australia, Brianna Casey. Food Bank is one of the organisations involved in Project Rudolph, along with Aussie Farmers Foundation and Aussie Farmers Direct. Brianna, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
So if I go online and order a Christmas meal box as a donation, who does it go to?
It goes to a real mix of people. Hunger can hit anybody in Australia. People who had big electricity bills come in before Christmas or are getting ready for that back to school period or have unexpected expenses hitting them, food can become a real discretionary item. So it's going to be assisting anyone from families through to the elderly and retirees to the university students. People who are doing it incredibly tough and otherwise wouldn't be able to celebrate that wonderful, iconic Australian Christmas lunch.
And are they in cities or are they also in the bush?
Well, that's the thing that I think is a surprise to a lot of people. I think when we think about hunger and food insecurity in Australia, we probably think about homeless people living on the streets. They are, in fact, food insecure, but it's happening in our own streets, in our own suburbs, in our own places, and it's also happening in the bush. We know from this year's Food Bank Hunger Report, rural and regional Australia is 11% more likely to be food insecure than their metro counterparts. So we're seeing hunger affecting not only city residents, but also people living in country Australia.
What is it that is affecting them? Is it a tough time for farmers, for example, or is it just the general financial instability at the moment is hitting them more?
It can be a combination of a few things. One of them is the cyclical nature of farming, and it is boom and bust, and it is very heavily affected by seasonal conditions. We've seen big weather events hitting and hailstorms hitting other events as well. There can be seasonal conditions affecting farmers, but they're also socially isolated and they tend to have less access to social support services. So a lot of those rural and regional communities are struggling in different ways to cities, but the common thread amongst them all is that we all need to ensure that we've got nutritious food available because it is very much something that's going to see us through the day, particularly when we think about the fact that young children are also affected by food insecurity. More than a quarter of the food that's distributed through the Food Bank network actually goes to young Australians. So we need to make sure that children are going off to school or participating in school holiday activities with full tummies. That's an absolute priority for us.
With this specific Christmas project, you've called it Project Rudolph, which I think is very cute. I jump online, I donate my $45 to buy a box of food. That's through Aussie Farmers Direct, through their website. What's in the box of food?
It is all the ingredients of a fabulous Christmas meal. So we've got some roast meat in there, some fresh vegetables and a lovely Christmas cake. All the trimmings that you'd expect to see on your kitchen table when it comes to Christmas. We know that Christmas can be an incredibly stressful time for period, at the best of times for people rather. But we also know that it's a time when we see people at their most generous. So we'd love to encourage people out there to jump onto the Aussie Farmers Direct website, make a donation by purchasing one of these Project Rudolph meal boxes, and we'll make sure that vulnerable Australians out there are continuing to get the support that they need.
Okay, and when's the deadline to make sure they're delivered by Christmas?
We need to get all those orders logged in by Friday the 22nd of December. But if people do miss that deadline and still do want to support Food Bank, they can jump on the Food Bank Australia website, foodbank.org.au. We'll be taking donations right up through to Christmas and beyond because once we go on holidays, hunger doesn't go on holidays and we're going to be needing that support year round.
Okay, Brianna, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with Project Rudolph and Merry Christmas.
Many thanks.
That is Brianna Casey there, the Chief Executive of Food Bank Australia, one of the groups behind this Project Rudolph campaign. So if you do want to make that $45 donation and make sure that one of the Aussie families doing it tough this time of year has a nice big Christmas lunch on the table, just head to the Aussie Farmers Direct website. Just stick Aussie Farmers Direct into your search engine and that will pop up.